Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man, with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday morning, Thursday, February the 1st, 2024, first day of February 2024, 16 minutes past the hour, and I have no idea what happened there. My theme song did not play. I have never had that happen where my theme song did not play. Well, I hope you're still with us. There is no repeat this morning. This is a live show, and it's the first day of February 2024. And what a beautiful first day of February 2024 it is. My goodness, if we have this kind of weather and light tomorrow morning for Groundhog Day, we are going to have a lot of fun. Because as you know, today is Groundhog Eve. And we are all very excited here at WGH Talk because tomorrow's event, and I feel this is the perfect time to do this, the day before Groundhog Day. Let's go back in time. 2 years ago, this event started when Bob Welsh brought a groundhog pizza. And it's not really groundhog pizza. A lot of people get confused about that. But he brought a groundhog pizza to the studio for Groundhog Day. And that seemed like a lot of fun. Well, then last year, and I can't even remember how it happened, but somehow we added the groundhog suit to Groundhog Day and the groundhog pizza. And a mystery person would be in the groundhog suit, and Mary Ellen Withrow would sign the prediction into fact. And it was just a lot of fun, and we would have the weather predictions under the pizza slices, and that all went very well. Well, this year, it's turned into a whole event. And so now, as near as I can tell, this is what's going to happen tomorrow morning. At 8:15 in the morning, the groundhog, well, at the studio, this is what you will hear tomorrow morning. At 8:15 in the morning, I will be on the air with Carrington and Linda Sims and Pastor Craig and I believe that's the three people from the station who will be on live starting at 8:15. Now, also, James Anderson, our Marion County naturalist, will be with us as well, and he will be Facebook living the event. So that will be a lot of fun. Oh, Mary Ellen. Mary Ellen will be there tomorrow morning as well at 8:15. Also, Chad Clark. Now, Chad Clark will be performing, I believe, two songs between 8:15 and 9 a.m. And Bob Welsh will be there, and he will have the groundhog pizza. So, oh, and we'll also have snacks. The snacks came yesterday. The snacks are here. So, we will have snacks for people who are there, even though it's not really an event for spectators. But if somebody shows up and wants a snack and wants to watch the whole thing, we will have snacks there for people. Okay, so that all goes on. Well, then at 8:45, the peanut butter jelly truck will arrive to the studio. And the peanut butter jelly truck will be carrying Matt and Sean and the groundhog. So, at 8:45, Matt, Sean, and the groundhog, delivered by the peanut butter jelly truck, and you've seen this truck around town, will get to the studio, and the groundhog will get off. The groundhog will come over to where we all are and pick a piece of pizza. That will reveal the weather prediction. And then the groundhog will unmask and will finally find out who the groundhog is. Now, if you guess who the groundhog is correctly, you'll receive some kind of food, and you will also receive two tickets to Chad Clark's show in April at the Marion Palace Theater. So you don't even have to leave town for that. Now, on top of all that, I recently learned yesterday that there will be a county official at this event tomorrow as well, which I'm very much looking forward to that. A current in-office county official, and there will be a proclamation tomorrow. Now, I did not know this was going to happen until yesterday. So there'll also be a proclamation tomorrow on Groundhog Day at our event. So again, if you want to come down to the event, you can. There'll be a lot of people there. And again, we're only going to be outside from 8:15 until 9 o'clock. So if you do want to come down, 8:15 to 9 o'clock would be the time. You'll hear Chad Clark sing. You'll hear the proclamation from the county official. You'll see the groundhog take the head off, and you'll find out who's under the suit. You'll see the peanut butter jelly truck arrive. Mary Ellen Withrow will be there. And a whole lot of us from the station will be there as well. So if you're free tomorrow morning from 8:15 to 9, you're more than welcome to stop by 685 Delaware Avenue in the back parking lot. Don't park out front. Don't go out front. It'll all be out back. And that's how it'll all go down tomorrow. Then after that's all done, Mary Ellen Withrow and the groundhog and the rest of us will come back into the studio at 9:15, and we'll continue the program, and we'll talk to the groundhog, and we'll talk to Mary Ellen, and we'll learn how the groundhog became the groundhog, and that will all go on through 11 o'clock, and then at 11:15, Pastor Craig will do his show, and at 12:15, I'll be there with Matt and Sean and Pastor Craig, and we'll do the Exchange Club, and then at 1:15, Pastor Craig will do Study His Word. So a whole day of programming tomorrow, and then tomorrow night, it'll be Carrington, Matt, Sean, and I from 8:15 until 10 o'clock here on this station. So a whole lot of stuff going on tomorrow morning that you're not going to want to miss for love nor money. Now, I always get a little nervous when we're doing a remote, especially a remote at 8:15 in the morning, because essentially this is a remote. We will not be sitting in the studio from 8:15 to 9. So hopefully that comes off okay. We will hope and pray that it comes off okay tomorrow. Now, this is the last day to make guesses as to who the groundhog is. Now, I have given hints. I have said, I don't think anybody will guess it. The person is known outside of Marion and in some cases outside of Ohio. The person has an interesting tie to Marion. It's not an obvious tie to Marion, but it is a tie to Marion. I was trying if there was one more hint I could give this morning that would kind of, well, I'll tell you what. Here's the extra hint. This person has been on national television. How about that? Not local television, not statewide television, but national television. Our groundhog has been on national television. Now, does anybody have a new guess as to who this groundhog is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And I guess if you want to meet the groundhog, tomorrow would be the morning to do it between 8 and 9 when we're outside at the studio doing this whole hullabaloo. Now, we've had a lot of guesses. Ryan guessed Ted Williams. Sarah guessed Willie Nelson first. I can't remember who her second guess was. We've had Carrington was guest. Bozo was guest. Opal Covey was guest. Bob Nunnally was guest. Colleen Marshall was guest. Sarah's going to have to call in and remind me again of who her second guest was. For some reason, I didn't write it down. But Does anybody have or want to change your guess or add another guess? You can guess more than one time. Who is the groundhog tomorrow morning? Now remember, I have added a new clue this morning that the groundhog has been on national television. Remember, not state television. Well, they've been on state television, I think. Not local television. I don't even think we have local television anymore. But the person has been on national television. So there's a new hint. I've given a lot of hints in regard to this person. Remember, I don't think you'll guess them. I think, well, they do have an interesting tie to Marion. You'll learn tomorrow. It's somebody who everybody will know when they're unmasked. They've been on national television. Who's the groundhog? Who is Warren Groundhog Harding? And remember, what I think is fascinating about this whole thing is that this person will be riding around in a groundhog suit on the peanut butter jelly truck tomorrow morning, arriving to the studio at 8:45. Now that in and of itself is entertainment. And remember, the whole WGH gang will be there tomorrow. James Anderson will be there tomorrow to tell us about groundhogs and why we do this. We will also have a county official giving us a proclamation. You're not going to want to miss that. We will have Chad Clark performing music. Mary Ellen Withrow will be there to sign the weather prediction into fact. Bob Welsh will be there with the groundhog pizza. We will have plaques and food giveaways. It's a whole thing tomorrow morning. It really is going to be exciting, and it really is going to be fun, and I think everybody is looking forward to it here at the studio. Now, this morning, I've already been down to McDonald's, and as I say, it's a beautiful day for February the 1st. It's sunny, and it's warm-ish for February, even though it's only 33 degrees outside right now. But this is the only morning. I'm not sure if they gave me a diet soda or not. It's marked that way. But when I take a drink, it tastes like regular. But it's kind of a weak regular. If this is regular soda, it's really kind of a weak regular soda. So I'm not really sure at this particular point. I haven't decided. But, again, if you have a guess on the groundhog, 740-751-4038. I think people are racking their brain now. Let's see here. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to change my choice, Scott.
All right.
I'm going to take Colleen off, and this is a biggie. I'll say Phil Donahue.
Phil Donahue. You know, not a bad guess.
But it's too wide. It would be hard even to guess somebody that's in Marion.
Well, it's...
You know, like out or out of, you know, that has ties. It's just too hard. So... But I'm going to guess him.
Well, I'm trying to think of somebody. I thought the national television would be, I mean, not everybody has been on national television. So I think that this person has been on national television. That is a clue. And the tie to Marion, people will understand it tomorrow. But it's not, I shouldn't say it's a direct tie to Marion. More of an indirect tie, but there is a tie there. The person definitely is known outside of Marion and even known outside of Ohio in some cases.
It's not that one that went to, well, he went to Harding. He would, it's not that, is it that Dean that was in Nixon's?
Oh, John Dean?
Wouldn't be him, would it?
Well, you never know.
And then I was going to guess that guy when you said it, that lost all that weight. I think he's around Maryville because I don't know if he was on national television about that, but it's just too hard. It could be thousands, hundreds of people. But if you don't give any other clues, then we'll kind of listen here a little bit before I get started. But I know Phil, it's probably not him, but I can't. You know, it's just too. I thought it would be neat to have Harding's grandson come, but that's not good at all. You know, the one that you interview all the time.
Right. You know, I'm not really sure why he hasn't come to Marianne yet. You know, every time I talk to him, we talk a little bit about that. And I don't know. I don't know if he feels put off by the way he's been treated by some of the people here. I really don't know what that's all about.
Well, you would, Scott, because if to me, they should be able to get partied and prove that. Everybody would kind of want to know that. And that home, that's what they don't want to give up. Is the I don't know if they get paid for speeches and stuff, but they're the ones that should have the say-so about that. And in my out in the country, Marion Rural Electric, I with your card that I'm going to send you, I probably won't see you before then, they had a write-up about Harding that didn't mention, I don't think the affair or the grandson, but guess what they mentioned? The what? Little dog.
Oh, see, there you go, yeah.
And I want to know. And then, to me, he should even have the Supreme Court do it, because he has a right to know, and if they could do it positively and stuff. And then that's for them to say, like, my parents died. I wouldn't want my neighbor or somebody doing the stuff when, you know, I know it's my neighbor or something. They have the rights to that. And
well,
that's what makes me mad. Nobody seems to want to give them any rights. And I think they tested three of the relatives, and it proved that they, you know, he's related to the cousins. But he needs to go get a lawyer and go to the Supreme Court and see if they won't, you know, I don't know what the stoppage is there, allow that to be done. Because they dig up people all the time and for different things. And if that was me, I'd want to know, is he really my, you know, grandfather or, you know, this and that before he dies. He's probably in his 70s and stuff. But, no, I don't think he's treated right at all. They've all got control of it, and they don't want to give it up and stuff. But, no, in this article, it was a two-page article. None of them were mentioned, period. But the little dog was mentioned. So I've got the article out, so I'm putting it with the card. If I don't see get to you, I probably won't. I'll just put it in the mail so you can have it and everything. But I know it's not going to be Phil Donahue, but it's got to be narrowed down more. It's just too hard. The only other one I know is that Dean and the guy that lost the weight.
Well, yeah, Mike McGinnis, who was on My 600 Pound Life.
So I have a question, though. You could give, like, little things. You probably know we're not going to guess it. Like, did they ever live in Ohio? Or they just got ties to Ohio? See, that throws a lot of them out. And this way you could start guessing, well, I'm not going to say Dean Martin, you know, kids, and all these people, you know, that were born in Ohio. There's a lot of actors and stuff that were born that would have ties and... Have you interviewed him? I'll just ask this question. Have you interviewed him on your show? I think you said you did.
Have I interviewed this person, this particular person? Let's see here. Have I interviewed this particular person? You know, no, I have not. Tomorrow will be the first time I've interviewed him.
Well, if I happen to think of anybody else, it's just too hard, too many to, you know, talk. You know, like in Marion, that would be so hard to, you know, because I was going to pick the auditor. I thought, you'd probably put her, you know, have her to be the groundhog. And there's just too many. I mean, when you got hundreds of people to pick from, it's really hard. So,
well, that would have...
You give other guests, you know, man or woman, no, that would help you, but you know, you can't do that, I guess. And different stuff is just, you know, too many to pick from the pool to guess.
Well, what I like this year is that I really think people will be surprised as to who it is. And like I say, it is somebody who once I say who it is, you will know. And that's the interesting thing about it is that I think everybody will go, oh, yeah, okay, that makes sense.
At first I thought of a wrestler, but then I thought, no, this not going to be a wrestler. Well, I'll just kind of think, if you give other clues, I'll just kind of think, but I can't, you know, really come up with anybody. So they have been on TV, this person, national TV.
Yep, this person has been on national television.
So that leaves a lot out. Okay, then.
All right, thanks. And again, the phone lines are open. Now, I was just sent this weather report, and apparently this was on the Today Show this morning. Now, this will just tell you something about Groundhog Day in general. Now, apparently the weather forecast for Marion, Ohio, tomorrow. Now, this is the Al Roker Today Show news, because the screenshot I see here is Al Roker in the shot. And he's got Buckeye Chuck, which that is great. That Marion, Ohio is mentioned on the national news here. We appreciate that. And Buckeye Chuck is mentioned on the national news. And don't forget, Buckeye Chuck goes on tomorrow from 7:15 until 8 o'clock at WMRN. But it's saying that there's going to be gray skies and 34 degrees tomorrow. So there's that. Now, you know what's interesting about this Groundhog Day thing they had on the Today Show here? And again, it's just a screenshot that I see. It's Al Roker. And apparently, I'm trying to read this thing. Apparently, Buckeye Chuck is not the only one here. Apparently, there's Woodstock Willie, and that's in Woodstock, Illinois. And apparently, it will be 32 degrees and freezing in Illinois on Friday for Woodstock Willie. And we've got, what is this other one down here? Something Billy. In Nebraska, the lettering, the font they use on this is very strange, but Billy, some kind of groundhog in Nebraska, 38 degrees and rather cloudy there, and then there's a groundhog in New York, Holtzville Hal, 37 degrees. And showers for Holtzville. So, you know what? Apparently, there's a lot of groundhogs going around tomorrow. So, I don't know. But that's nice to see Buckeye Chuck on the map there with the other four groundhogs. Now, I wonder if the Today Show did anything this morning with Punxsutawney Phil. Because, obviously, that's the big deal when it comes to Groundhog Day and has been the big deal for a long time. Did anybody see that on the Today Show this morning? That's kind of nice. That they mentioned Buckeye Chuck and did the whole thing. Been around now for more than 40 years, so I'm glad that that's still an important thing. And hopefully tomorrow they draw a big crowd and the news comes and covers that. I think that's important. We've got to keep up with our traditions. And again, the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. And our thing happens after that. So you got to remember that. Our event happens after Buckeye Chuck. Buckeye Chuck is only from 7 to 8. We don't start until 8:15. So, that's that. But who is the groundhog? And what will our proclamation read tomorrow? You got to wonder about that as well. 740-751-4038. If you have any information, let me know. We would be glad to hear it. I wonder, see, I have not been, honestly, to a groundhog celebration for a long time. Matter of fact, I think I don't even know that I've ever been to one. Now, that's horrible to say, because I think I probably went to one once, but I don't know. There's a good chance that maybe I have not. If I did go to a groundhog thing, I certainly don't remember it. Let's put it that way. But in any event, I'm glad they still go on. But do a lot of people still attend those events? I know they do in Pennsylvania. But it's interesting that every area has their own groundhog. I mean, even there on the Today Show sketch, there's four different groundhogs mentioned. Apparently, everybody's got their own deal. Which, again, that's nice. I think It's an interesting day. We talked so much about it last week with should they use groundhogs, should they not use groundhogs. I don't know. It's a weird thing on the whole to even explain to people, but we do it. So there you go. I guess there's nothing more to say than that. Anyway, our thing kicks off tomorrow morning at 8:15. And if there's any guess you have for the groundhog, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And the new clue today on Groundhog Eve is that our groundhog has been on national television. So that's the new guess. If you have anything else, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. Okay. What else do we have here this morning? Well, aside from the fact that I think I got a regular soda this morning, this should really not happen on Groundhog Eve, getting a regular soda. It goes well for so long. And I was so praiseful of McDonald's yesterday for giving me the receipt paper, finally, after 3 months, that you could read. And then today we slide back into a regular soda. But Groundhog Day is sure to be fun. That's what we want. It's fun. But you know what? What I don't like when it comes to Groundhog Day is that there's just too many of them now. You know, I don't know if there always was so many of them, but right there on the Today Show, there's four different ones, and I'm sure there are more than that. Is this just a Midwest thing? Do they do groundhogs out in California and Arizona? I doubt they do. You would think with weather like Florida, places like that, there's probably not much to talk about weather-wise. This sounds like a Midwest type of thing. Midwest, East Coast type of thing. Anything anybody can do to draw a crowd. But I got to tell you, I am very excited about this tomorrow because, as I said, I've never interviewed this person. So not only will I get to, not only will they be the groundhog tomorrow, but I've never interviewed them. So I'll get the opportunity to do that tomorrow as well. So I feel the whole thing is really shaping up to be quite an event tomorrow morning. Looking forward to it. And you'll see all the pictures on Facebook tomorrow. We'll try to take a lot of pictures of our event. And I believe James Anderson is going to be Facebook living it, as I said, so you can see that. Should be a lot of fun. But again, I don't know if anybody has it right. I wouldn't confirm or deny if anybody had it right or not. It's going to be an interesting morning. Let's put it that way. I don't know what more to say about it at this point. We've got so much going on. We've got music. We've got somebody who's been on national television in the groundhog suit. We've got Mary Ellen Withrow. We've got food. We've got giveaways. We've got our entire staff. We've got a county official presenting us with a proclamation. We've got so much going on. It's just pure entertainment. We've got the peanut butter jelly truck. It's sure to be a morning that will not be forgotten. And I'll tell you, and I don't want to put a knock on any other groundhog event, but, you know, it's just hopefully entertainment. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yes.
I studied all your clues, and there's only one person that could be in the groundhog suit.
Who could it be?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, you know, God love her. She's everywhere nowadays. Are you excited?
Well, write me down for that.
Taylor Swift. Now, are you excited for tomorrow? How's the groundhog pizza coming?
It's coming along excellently. And it will be there for people to snack on as well. But once Warren has had his choice.
Now, how do you feel about the magnitude of this event at this point?
It's getting bigger and bigger. But, heard your comments. There are actually two groundhogs in California.
Oh, there are two?
Oh, actually, they're not really groundhogs. One of them is in Palm Desert, California. They use a tortoise.
Really?
They call it Mojave Maxine.
Well, there you go. Now, is this just something to draw people in? I mean, is this what people are doing all across the country?
Well, I think it's, you know, we're stuck between good holidays here and people are looking for some fun, you know, to shake off the winter blues.
You know what I was wondering when I saw, because somebody sent me this screenshot from the Today Show, and it's, you know, Al Roker there. Did you see this morning in front of the big weather map?
No, I did not see that.
Well, here's what I don't understand, because Buckeye Chuck is on there, and that's great. But there's also Woodstock Willie, and now you tell me, U-N-A, I think this is what it says, U-N-A-D-I-L-L-A.
U-N-A-D-I-L-L-A.
Yeah, and apparently that's in Nebraska.
I've got it listed here.
Unadilla,
Nebraska.
Unadilla Billy.
It's a stuffed groundhog is what they were using.
Oh, they're using a stuffed groundhog.
Well, at least that's what they had in the past.
Now what's Woodstock Willie in Woodstock, okay. Illinois?
You know, I was going for New York there. Okay, Illinois. Let's see here. Oh, here it is, Woodstock Willie. Apparently, it is a live groundhog.
And then we've got Holtzville Hal in Holtzville, New York.
Holtzville Hal. It's also another live groundhog.
So three of these, Buckeye Chuck, Holtzville Hal, and Woodstock Willie, are live groundhogs.
Yeah,
but
apparently people should be quite busy tomorrow.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the... Apparently they don't like any of these things. But here's what I wonder when I see this picture of Groundhog Day. Really, is everybody just behind Punxsutawney Phil? Is that what this truly says? Because it looks like they just picked four random groundhogs here and threw them up on the television.
Well, they might be the hometown of some of the Today Show staff or something.
You know, Al Roker started in Cleveland, so I'm guessing that's how Ohio got represented here.
Yeah, I know. Wasn't he the one who was representing the Smuckers for a long time?
No, that was Willard.
Willard, all right.
No, but Al Roker, I believe, started in Cleveland. I believe I have that right. And so I can understand why Ohio would be on this map. Now, Illinois, Nebraska, New York, I'm not sure. New York, probably because that's where the Today Show's out of.
You didn't bring this up because Al Roker is secretly the groundhog, art, did you? And you're just giving people another clue?
Oh, you know, maybe it is Al Roker. You never know. It could be. I'm surprised because I'm looking at this graphic, and the more I look at it, I thought in the beginning, I thought, hey, isn't that great that Buckeye Chuck is on there, but then I'm saying, well, they've got three other groundhogs featured on here as well. So, and I've never heard of any of these other three groundhogs, so this is kind of, I don't know if it's a come down. I'm not really sure if it's a praise or a come down at this point.
Well, I think due to Charlie Ever's effort, Buckeye Chuck is probably the number two most famous groundhog in the USA.
I hope so. Now, is that right? I don't know.
I don't know that for a fact or anything, but apparently, if he made the national news out of Punxsutawney Phil, and he's made game shows, he wants to be a millionaire, and he's done a lot of other name appearances. Just, I would put him probably number two, you know, as far as familiarity across the USA.
Well, I certainly hope so. It should be that way. But you know, I often wonder. See, everything that goes on in Ohio, I always wonder because you know when you're here. It seems like a bigger deal to us than it is to people outside of here.
Maybe we need more attraction than Ohio.
Well, I don't know. It's just it's always strange to me because things that go on here, I think, wow, that's a big thing. Everybody knows about that. And then you go to like Pennsylvania or New York, and they have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, and there's actually several groundhogs in Pennsylvania. I don't know how Phil, you know, managed to get his way to the top of it all. But
well, and I'm also wondering why is Punxsutawney, because I don't think anybody would dispute that Punxsutawney Phil is the number one groundhog. He's not even on this little map picture.
Oh, he's been snubbed right up there with the Oscars and everything.
I know. It's there's Oscar snubs. There's all kinds of stuff going on here. And I just think that tomorrow, because, you know, I did not see this event as a crowd event, and I still don't think it's going to be a crowd event. I see it more as an entertainment event.
Yeah. Well, we would certainly want a nice crowd there to see Chad Clark and everybody, you know.
Well, but I always thought, well, you're going to hear him. That's what I thought. I thought you'd hear him on the radio. You would. I'm sure there'll be some kind of video taken. I'm sure there'll be some kind of pictures taken. So, I don't know. I mean, if people show up good, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of room there. But if people show up good, if they don't, that's fine as well. Because I don't know that that's necessarily the purpose. But if you want to show up and get a little snack, you're more than welcome to do that. Or try the Groundhog Pizza.
Well, I think I would encourage people to show up and just stay in there until your pizza's over.
Well, and also we do have tomorrow apparently some top 10 lists.
Two of them. But they're not for you.
One
would be for Warren Groundhog to deliver, and one for Mary Ellen.
So Mary Ellen will be delivering a top 10 list tomorrow, as well as the Groundhog himself.
That's right. I mean, you've been so busy you to get coordinated here. I don't think you would have time to read a top 10 list.
No, you know, I'll probably be exhausted tomorrow. I'll probably have to go check into the hospital when this is all over to get rejuvenated.
Yeah, ask for the Groundhog room.
Yeah, I'll have to ask for the
They visit you every 6 weeks.
Yeah, exactly. You got it. Well, I'm excited for tomorrow. Now, do you have anything to say in regard to our big drama of the week, the whole Super Bowl whoop-de-doo?
Not really. As I recall, we predicted that a couple weeks ago, the top 10 in the list, that Kansas City was going to win the whole thing.
Yeah, and I still believe that that's true. But why are people so upset when you start talking about this Super Bowl? Why do they get so bent out of shape?
Oh, I don't know anybody who is getting bent out of shape.
Oh, no, they get...
It's a local thing.
These people do not like when you start questioning the relationship of Taylor Swift and the football player. They do not like when people point out that this is a media spectacle. People don't like that.
But here's a question to ponder. You know, Taylor Swift has made billions of dollars in the last couple of years. She could afford to buy the Kansas City Chiefs. So if she did, would she then own her boyfriend?
You know, I'm pretty sure she already owns him. I don't think there's any doubt of that in my mind at all at this particular point.
I believe we're right on that point.
I think no doubt. But also, the final point on this, the people who think that this is an even relationship, I was talking about this with Matt and Carrington last night. Is this in any way an even relationship? Are they even anywhere near even celebrities?
Well, do they have to be?
I don't think...
There's been a lot of celebrity couples throughout the years, there's no question that Taylor Swift is playing more known nationally. I didn't even hear the name, Travis, what is his name, Kelsey Travis, whatever. I never even heard of him until she came along.
See, neither did I. And so that's why I have to believe that she is the far bigger star.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No question about that.
Yeah. But people don't like when you say that. They go, he didn't need her, she didn't need him. Oh, well, okay.
No, I'm sure they didn't need each other. You know, I mean, I think somebody pointed out the other day that he might, end up in the Football Hall of Fame just on his own merits and everything. You know, he didn't need her for fame and fortune, but he's certainly getting a big booster shot of it.
Well, that's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he went and found her to build his career, but I don't think she's done a darn. I don't think he has done a darn thing for her career. I think she has quadrupled his popularity.
He might have made her a little bit more popular among football fanatics.
Well, but, that's the whole... That's what fascinates me to... This is why this whole thing's fascinating. Because, if you think about it, you would think that Taylor Swift has her own fan base, and it might familiarize him with her fan base, but that would be it. But, no. It raised the ratings of football games. It quadrupled his jersey sales. It made him more popular in his own realm. Now, how often does that happen?
Not too often.
Right. So that rub was very, very big. So I don't know. I think there's something to that.
You know, I mean, as long as he is mentally able to and spiritually able to handle, you know, the increased attention and it's not all about him, then he should be fine.
Do you really think that's plausible? Is that really plausible at this point?
That's what's important for him, but it's possible. It's possible. I don't know anything about the guy. You know, I mean, he might have the stability, you know, to carry it off.
We'll hope. Yeah. After the Super Bowl, they're going to have to spend a lot of time together. So we'll see how that all goes.
Right, and she owns so many houses, so maybe she'll pick one of the quieter ones there and just a little
one of the smaller ones.
You know, for you know, 5 or 6 months and not be heard from for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I can't wait to see you, and we're going to third year of this.
It's going to be big.
Hey, thanks.
All right, talk to you later. Bye.
All right, well, Bob has weighed in with Taylor Swift as the groundhog. Now, wouldn't that be something? She could elevate us all tomorrow morning. Remember the new clue this morning, the groundhog has been on national television. I can say that. I can add that to the line of groundhog clues. You know, I couldn't tell you the last time I watched the Today Show. It's interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I don't have much time to talk, but I got to tell you this funny story real quick.
Go ahead.
So I really can't. I could care less about Taylor Swift. So I turned you off yesterday to scroll on YouTube Shorts. And what was the first thing that popped up? It was something about Taylor Swift, and I thought, there's just no getting away from her.
No.
It was this guy who had weighed 675 pounds, and he lost like 425 of it. And the narrator said, a lot of people think that they're Taylor Swift's biggest fans, but this guy can really say that he is because he had been working out to that Shake It Off song.
Well... That's interesting.
And I thought, there's just no escaping this fraud.
You can't get away from her. She's there for
you. I'm going to have dreams about her, and I don't even like her.
No. And you know what's odd to me about this whole thing, and we're down to 2 minutes here. What's odd to me is, why wouldn't we be talking about it? You know,
talking about Taylor Swift?
Yeah, everybody else is.
Oh, I never make it a point to do anything that everybody else is doing. Just setting on the dryer.
Well, see, I think that honestly, when something like that happens, as goofy as this whole Super Bowl thing, I think you have to talk about it because people do have strong opinions about it, as we found out yesterday.
Well, different strokes for different folks, but she didn't do anything for me.
Well, there.
Bye, Scott.
Bye. All right. Well, we've got a couple minutes left here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who is the groundhog? It all comes to a head tomorrow morning. You know, I'm not even sure that I like this graphic now on the Today Show. Why do they have all these groundhogs up there? I like to go with Bob's idea that you got Punxsutawney Phil and you got Buckeye Chuck. Now, why are we recognizing all these bazillion other groundhogs? I don't know. It's a whole thing. Everything is fractured and separated. I just hope that it gets a lot of attention tomorrow because last year it seemed like a little off year. So hopefully it gets a lot of attention. And then you can come down and watch our event in the sunlight. Our gray skies. I don't know. Apparently they're predicting gray skies. But you can never trust a meteorologist at this point. As long as there's no rain, we'll be okay. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with the second half of the program right after this.
You're listening to The Talking Place. The legendary star of The Facts of Life, Charlotte Ray, Mrs. Garrett.
Is it how much of Mrs. Garrett is in Charlotte Ray?
I'm not, you know, they made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything, which most parents, you know, all the kids wanted a mother like Mrs. Garrett. Well, she wasn't real, because most mothers lose their temper sometime and they get mad. And